Second half begins with Maryville's basketball playing the goal to the right, or the one in front of the stage. Gillicothe, the goal to the left. Oglesby brings it across the timeline. Works it in the midcourt circle. Pointing out directions, getting his team to try and run the play. They get it high post to Sosick. Cutter is covered on the breakaway down the baseline. They kick it back out right wing to Oglesby. Quick ball movement down around the perimeter over the baseline. That's shut off. Good defense by Chillicothe. Kick out right side. Snow, their three-ball shooter, didn't get it to fall. Rebound falls into Chillicothe's hands. And Snyder picks up the board. Up top, Chillicothe McKitty, left-handed three-ball, in and out. Outside shooting just not there for Chillicothe for much of this game. They've gotten a couple of three, but not as many as they'd like. Right wing, Oglesby goes baseline now to Snow. Hagen Snow drives to the free throw line. Nothing for him there. Kicks it back out up top to Morrison. Oglesby. McKitty with the rebound after Oglesby had the miss. Down court quickly on the right wing to Hayward, who got the start in the second half. Austin Morris, turnaround jumper, didn't get it to fall. Sharp battling for the rebound. And the cold shooting continues for these two teams early on in this third quarter. 32-30, Maryville still by two. Maryville's biggest lead is a current two-point lead. Chillicothe's biggest lead has been four in the second quarter a couple of times. It's been that tight of a ball game. Chillicothe knocks a pass out of bounds, and Maryville will inbound it. We'll get Zach Trout in the ball game, and Hayward, who's battling back from illness, will come out after huffing and puffing. 6:28 left to play, third quarter. 32-30, Maryville's ball, Maryville's lead. Cameron High School, the tournament location. Sosick. Oh, how many steps are you going to give him? Apparently that many. That looks like he took about six steps in front of me, but what do I know? 34-30, and now Chillicothe loses the ball, and now Maryville's starting to pull away. A four-point lead equals the biggest lead of the game for either team. Well, now you're going to call that on Snyder, who did reach in. Cade Snyder with his second foul, I believe. They're going to call it on the floor. Oh, they're going to call it on the floor of the shot. Cade Snyder's second. And they call it on the floor. They lob it in up top to Sosick at the high post. Long-range deuce for Morrison, not there. And ball lost out of bounds off the leg of Spencer Morrison. Morrison, who made three of his first four shots in the first quarter, hasn't made any since. Hayward caught his breath, checks in, and Sharp sets down. So we have Snyder, Trout, Hayward, Morris, and McKitty on the floor right now. McKitty over to Hayward. Baseline now to Snyder. Works around Morrison. Drives inside and lays it up and in. A running baseline one-hander. Cuts the lead in half. He's got 10, and it's a two-point Maryville lead. Can we grab a board or a ball here? Morrison gets it over right side to Hagen Snow. Back out. Three ball. Not there. That's an over the back you missed on Sosick. And the referee right in front sees two guys dragging each other around the floor, doesn't call anything. It takes a trailing ref to call the jump ball. And it's Graves checking in. Walker Graves checks in. Go light for Morse. Sosick comes out and go lightly checks in. Chillicothe down by two, looking to tie it up with this possession. 5:14 left to play, third quarter. It's been a back-and-forth, fun little ball game. Anyone's game. And Trout on the left wing wants to drive the baseline. Shut out. Wastes his dribble. Gets it in the paint to Snyder, who one-hands it out to Hayward. And they settle down, and there's a pass off the foot of Golightly. 4:54 left to play, third quarter, 34-32. Chillicothe trailing by a deuce with the basketball at the midcourt stripe. And they go back court to McKitty, who will bring it across the timeline. Switching hands. Works it to his left with his left hand. Pulls up the dribble. Zach Trout, cross court. Quick move to Hayward from three. Follows his own shot like a good player does. Throws a head fake, puts it up. Doesn't get that one to fall either. And down court in a hurry. Maryville had it knocked out of bounds by McKitty. Timeout. 34-32. Each team has scored 2 points in the first 3.5 minutes. And Coach Kuhl wants to talk to the officials about calls they're missing. We're back in 30 seconds on KCHI. 4:29 left third quarter. Maryville 34, Chillicothe 32. Coach Tim Kuhl still talking to the officials. That's what he used most of the timeout for there. Talk to the officials. Get that next call to go his way. Spencer Morrison drives the baseline, kicks it out up top to Oglesby. Circle right to go lightly. Back up top, Oglesby. Trout has him in coverage, has to kick it back out to Snow. Quick baseline movement now to Morrison for Maryville. Spoofhounds working quick ball movement around the perimeter. Midway through the second quarter, it's a 2-point lead for the Spoofhounds with the basketball. They've led by 4 moments ago. Maryville goes inside. Oglesby kicks it back out, and a traveling call on Oglesby. Or check it, traveling call on Hagan Snow. Took the shuffle step. So Chillicothe with another opportunity to tie the game back up. Chillicothe has a bucket this quarter from Snyder. Maryville a bucket from Sosick, and that's it. Zimmerman set to check in. Walker Graves inside. Kicks it out. McKitty kicks it out to Trout on the baseline. Nothing for him. And they set it up again. McKitty working hard inside. Halfway down, back out. McKitty trying for the ball, and it's going to be a jump ball on the rebound. So, again, ice-cold shooting. Chillicothe getting good looks at the ball, at the bucket. Just nothing's falling in for anybody. McKitty's missed a couple. Morris has missed one. Hayward has missed one this quarter. Driving down court, working left wing. Maryville sends it around the perimeter quickly, leading by 2, 3:25. Go lightly, looks inside. Can't get it to Dunlap. Kicks it back up top to Zimmerman. Three-second call. So that been in the referee's ear, nicely done by Tim Kuhl. I think the last three whistles have gone Chillicothe's favor. That's always nice. There's an art to getting the next call. When you see a coach talk to an official, they know they're not going to overturn the previous call. They're working on the next whistle, and Tim Kuhl's done a nice job of it. Hayward pulls up top of the key, right wing. Now to Snyder. Snyder drives inside, puts it up in traffic. Snyder will go to the line. I think they're going to call Dunlap with a hacking call there, who is going for the ball, got the wrist. No, like a blocking foul is the call. And that's the third one on Chip Dunlap, who probably will come to the bench. Sosick set to check in. 34-32 at the line. Snyder, first one is dropped in. Snyder with 11 now, and it's a 1-point lead. Sosick in for Dunlap. Sosick, the 6'3 lineman. And a second one for Snyder, halfway down, back out. Sosick with the rebound, still a 1-point Maryville lead. Adler Marshall will check into the next opportunity for Chillicothe. Head fake thrown by Zimmerman, takes 4 steps, nothing there. No call, loose basketball. Hayward comes up with it. Hayward shakes, bakes, drops it in. And one coming up, Mason Hayward stepping up and taking control. Hayward with 5, and that makes it a Chillicothe 1-point lead, and that's the first foul on Trey Oglesby. Second team fouls even at 2 apiece. Dawson will check in for Oglesby at the line to shoot 1. Hayward 3 of 4 from there in the first half, make it 4 of 5. 3-point play, old school by Hayward. Hayward comes out now, and Marshall will check in. 36-34, Chillicothe by 2. 2:45 left to play. Zimmerman across the timeline for the Spoofhounds. Hornets by 2 in the third quarter. Up top, circle right now for Maryville. Working it, Zimmerman working against Trout. Dish inside to Sosick, trying to push Graves. Graves doesn't move, has to kick it back out. Good low post defense by Walker Graves. Sosick. And he did, and oh, pushing off. That was going to be a hook on Graves. No, it is on Jacob Sosick. Sosick with 3. Said he threw the elbow there. Referees caught him. Can't do that, young man. And that's a fun battle to watch between those two big tanks in there. McKitty across the timeline. Up top to Marshall. Right side. Zach Kraut from three. Oh, in and out. Doesn't get it to fall. Lost rebound. Lost out of bounds. And Maryville's Zimmerman jumps over top of one of the Hornet players sitting down and goes three rows deep. He's just fine. Hustles back. Good hustle by Zimmerman. Maryville wants a timeout. Chillicothe's ball, 2-on-1 left in the third. Chillicothe leads it by two. We're back after this on KCHI. Remember, no basketball Friday night. We'll have girls basketball Saturday, boys basketball Saturday. Girls play at 4:30. Boys will either play before or after, so we'll have a doubleheader definitely Saturday. Chillicothe inbounds in front of their own bench. McKitty, left wing, gets it baseline to Cade Snyder. Marshall at the high post, cross court to Trout. Right side Snyder, up top to McKitty. McKitty tries to clear some space. Gets it underneath to Walker Graves. Gets his own rebound. Goes up a second time, but someone took the ball from him. He goes, what happened to my basketball? And Morrison up top. Goes over circle left. Back to Morrison. Right side. Right wing now. Nothing for him. Chillicothe playing some pretty good man-to-man defense this game. Right side, Peyton Dawson. Around the horn, Maryville working a good, quick ball movement for Maryville. They run their offense pretty well. Jacob Gray, right side, being guarded by Walker Graves. Nice baseline drive by Spencer Morrison. First we've heard from him since the first quarter. He ties it up, 36 apiece, minute four left in the third. McKitty crossed the timeline. Underneath, they forgot about Graves, and Walker Graves posts up and drops it in. They lost Walker Graves. How can you do that? The man's the size of a mountain. 38-36, Chillicothe by two. Back and forth we go. Under a minute to play, third quarter. This is going down to the whistle. Down to the final wire, it looks like. Go lightly, top of the key. Circle right now to Dawson. Baseline right, John Zimmerman, the 5'6 spark plug. Trout does a nice job fighting around a screen. Sticks with him. He has to give up the basketball. Go lightly. Shakes and bakes. Hand on it by Nate McKitty. And McKitty thought it should be Chillicothe's ball as it goes out of bounds, but the officials say no. Coach Cool isn't arguing it, so we're going to go with another opportunity for Maryville. Chillicothe by two, 22 seconds left. Remember, don't foul at the whistle. Please, don't foul at the whistle. I think we've learned our lesson there. Hayward, good defense, shutting down Zimmerman. He has to cough it back up. Go lightly. Marshall got a hand in there, a little bit too aggressive on Adler Marshall. He was playing him tough. Marshall's third foul. And this will bring Austin Sharp, the senior, into the game for Marshall, the talented freshman. 13 seconds left, 38-36. Chillicothe's lead is two, and we got a contact problem with Mr. Jackson Golightly, the 6'4 sophomore. So he'll come out, and Hagan Snow checks in for this final 13-second play. Maryville inbounds it. Low post right in front of me. Zimmerman goes up top, one off the fingertips of Morrison. He tracks it down. Snyder sticks right with him, hands it to Zimmerman now. 7-6. Doesn't want to face Walker Graves. Puts it up, doesn't get it to fall. Graves the rebound. And that's going to be the end of the quarter. Hey, we didn't foul the end of that quarter. Hot diggity dog diggity. So, Chillicothe leads it by two to the fourth quarter we go. Anyone's basketball game. Hornets 38-36 over Maryville at the Cameron Tournament. This is Chillicothe basketball on KCHI.